Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Namaskar. This is Akhilesh Bhargav again. Welcome to Tidbits on Business and Finance with me. It has been a well-known fact that all kinds of shady, suspicious and dubious practices and means were adopted by the banks in order to manipulate their accounts. Primarily to not disclose the rising NPAs, to hide the losses that they had incurred on account of bad loans, which is NPAs. And all these practices that were adopted, they were pretty versatile in fact, were all with the knowledge of the top management and very often with the knowledge of the auditors who colluded with them. One of the most popular and blatant practices to hide NPAs was to just not disclose them. Was to not classify them. And this kind of a practice of hiding NPAs succeeded because the auditors were kept in the loop. They did not object to such wrong classification of loans of banks. In some other cases, very temporarily, banks would transfer money from a healthy account to an unhealthy account, very temporarily, which would be reversed after the end of 31st March, so that on 31st March, the position is shown to be good and robust. But one of the very popular practices of hiding NPAs was what is called greening of accounts. This was a simple and very effective mode to ensure that the real picture did not surface. This greening of accounts was certainly done with the complete knowledge of the top management of the bank because it involved the sanction of new loans. So how were accounts greened or how were bad accounts shown to be good? Pretty simple. If a bank loan payment default was imminent or had taken place, a new loan was sanctioned. The purpose of the new loan was to pay the old defaulted loan. So on paper, the old loan got repaid and now a new fresh one starts. This was greening of accounts. In other words, the bankers hoodwinked everybody and they put good money after bad money, and they kept delaying the disclosure of NPA accounts. Every bank indulged in this rampant practice, and as I said, the top management was involved in it. Whether it be ICICI in the case of Chanda Kochar, whether it be Axis Bank in the case of Shikha Sharma, or whether it be Yes Bank in the case of Rana Kapoor, they all indulged in this practice of greening of accounts with the knowledge, involvement, and participation of the top management of the bank. But this collusion between the bank and the borrower to hide a bad bank loan was not just restricted to the private sector. Even government entities were known to indulge in it. Now, a government entity where the government is the owner of the entity means that the de facto borrower of the loan is actually the government of India. So the government of India itself, as the owner of government entities, indulge in and encourage this practice of greening of accounts. In a recently reported case of Food Corporation of India, FCI, it is reported that the government has indulged in a large-scale greening of the default of the FCI in repaying a huge loan to the National Small Saving Funds. In January 2017, the National Small Saving Funds had sanctioned a loan of 45,000 crores, a one-time loan of 45,000 crores to the Food Corporation of India to repay its existing bank loans. The government never did that. and use the loan for some other purpose. After a year, when a part of the repayment was due, the FCI defaulted. And what is happening? The National Small Saving Funds is granting another loan of 27,000 crores to the FCI to repay the old loan. A classic case of greening of accounts. And in the whole process, what is being overlooked is that the entire fund base of NSS, National Small Savings Fund, is being misused by the government. Because the National Small Saving Funds, which involves the precious small savings of the common man, it is meant to be utilized for investing in state government securities because they are safe and not for giving these kind of loans. So while on one hand, the very corpus of NSSF is being misused, on the other hand, even that is being hidden by virtue of greening of accounts, as we are seeing in the case of FCI. I am repeating, a new loan is being given by the National Small Saving Fund to FCI to repay the old loan that it has defaulted on. If the government itself indulges in this kind of greening of accounts, what better do you expect of the private sector? And if it is these PSUs which are being misused in this manner, then there is no way that the government has the moral authority to stop such violations by the other players, particularly in the private sector. Interestingly, it must be noted that the losses being incurred by FCI by way of subsidy have to be funded by the government, and the government does not fund them. It actually compels banks to give loans to FCI, and in the process, banking funds are misused while the government shows that its finances are in order. And this is the way the government is trying to balance the gap of fiscal deficit this year. So if Mr. Arun Jaitley says that the government doesn't need the funds of the Reserve Bank of India to meet fiscal deficit, he's right. They are meeting it by delaying payments, like in the case of FCI, not paying subsidy to FCI, and then compelling banks, financial institutions, etc. to pay money to FCI to keep it going. No wonder Mr. Jaitley does not need the funds of RBI. There are many other pockets that they keep drawing on, only to manipulate government accounts and also to manipulate the finances of organizations like the National Small Saving Fund. This is Akhilesh Bhargav signing off. Till we meet again. Namaskar.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.